Japan just had elections that ushered in a major political change. The new government could revise its relationship with the U.S., and the Obama administration's ambassador to Japan, who'll have to deal with all of this, is not an expert on the region. He's a Silicon Valley lawyer and political fundraiser. This is just one sign of how President Obama is continuing a time-honored tradition of rewarding donors with plum assignments abroad. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When President Obama came into office talking about change, he did raise some expectations that he'd change the way he would choose new ambassadors.
My general inclination is to have civil service, wherever possible, serve in these posts.
He told reporters back in January that there will be some political appointees to ambassadorships, but that he wanted to reward the rank and file, too.
I want to recruit young people into the State Department to feel that this is a career track that they can be on for the long term. And so my expectation is that high-quality civil servants are going to be rewarded.
But so far, more than half of the ambassadors he's named are political appointees, including several so-called bundlers, according to Dave Leventhal of the Center for Responsive Politics.
They're people who are financiers who've helped the Obama campaign from its outset, and they're getting some plum positions. France, Spain, Germany, the UK, Japan, Canada.
British news reports highlighted the fact that the new U.S. ambassador there, Louis Sussman, has been called the vacuum cleaner for his ability to pull in political donations. In Japan, Silicon Valley lawyer John Roos, who had never been to the country, is now settling in as ambassador. Leventhal says Roos was a bundler who brought in more than $500,000 for the Obama campaign.
It doesn't mean necessarily that these people are underqualified. It doesn't necessarily mean that these people shouldn't be in the positions that they're in. But clearly, they do have a relationship with the president that goes beyond just one of merit. There is a financial relationship there, and we just want to make sure that people understand that there is.
This is, of course, a tradition in U.S. politics, a tradition most countries think is crazy, according to Ronald Newman, who runs the U.S. Academy of Diplomacy. He says this system is a holdover from the 18th and 19th centuries, and most countries, France, Germany, the U.K., and Japan included, now rely mainly on civil servants.
Now, there are smaller countries in Africa, the Middle East, where they regularly exile their political opponents to ambassadorships or send their favorite general. I just don't happen to think those are particularly the models that the United States would emulate.
Newman is not opposed to political appointees. Some of the biggest figures in U.S. diplomatic history have been non-career diplomats. But he says what ends up happening is that career diplomats get all the tough assignments. Newman has been ambassador to Algeria, Bahrain, and Afghanistan.
We're sending a lot of people to rather hard, nasty places like Afghanistan and Iraq. And what you are perceiving is the view that that service is not nearly as important as raising money for the president. That's a little bit of a downer, yeah. On the other hand, I haven't seen people dropping out of the Foreign Service because they're not going to get to be ambassador to London.
He had hoped President Obama might do things differently than past presidents, and there is still time to change the record, with many more ambassadorial positions still to be filled. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.